love the Edinburgh and Winnipeg Fringe Festivals, and I think that's where I've seen him in different theater outings.
Right.
They usually saw 4 to 5 shows each day, saw every theatrical production they possibly could, any venue, every place they visited, and any criticism Peter offered was always tempered by his eternally positive and generous nature. Peter's love of singing led him to be a founding member of the Bison Men's Chorus.
Of course. Love singing along with that.
From their CD, University of Manitoba's Brown and Gold. And inside it lists everybody who's singing here.
Wow.
Bison Men's Chorus, 94. Well, there it is. Peter Spencer listed here.
Cool.
That CD. Obituary in today's Winnipeg Free Press, then. As I say, the Bison Men's Chorus. But it goes on at great length, I'll just say. Founding member, Bison Men's Chorus. 50-year member of the choir, St. John's Cathedral. Served the cathedral in numerous capacities, directing productions of Murder in the Cathedral, the mystery plays, prodigious knowledge of cathedral history. One friend said upon his passing, Peter had the ability to nurture talent and bring people together. He was the finest of men, intelligent, creative, inspirational, and above all, caring for others. Flowers gratefully declined. Honor his commitment to the arts or higher education. Make a gift to the Dr. Peter and Geraldine Spencer Bursary at the University of Manitoba. The Winnipeg Foundations, Peter and Geraldine Spencer Fund, RMTC, PTE, WSO, RWB. Sounds like his, you know, your, when you have your medals and your rewards,
oh, yes,
right?
Right, your honors.
Or the charity of their choice, well phrased.
Right.
4 minutes after six. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
You, lucky you, are listening to the Saturday Morning Show.
Yep.
Another hour here on CKWFM 95.9 on your FM dial.
In Winnipeg, Mancan.
And weather, Carol, what about the weather?
Oh, let me just check here. I didn't check it yet, but there it is. It's now 4 degrees outside. Barometric pressure 100 and rising. Humidity going down slightly to 93%. Wind coming from the west-southwest at 19. It says it will be mainly sunny, and then it says it's going to be cloudy around noon, and then 30% chance showers this afternoon. So Wind coming from the west at 30, gusting to 50 early this morning, and the high today, 11. Tonight, mainly cloudy, 30% chance of showers this evening and after midnight, and then clearing overnight. The wind coming from the west at 20 and a low 4.
Right, you are.
And they actually write plus 4, and I disagree with that. They should just say 4.
7:05.
Yes.
And I mentioned this before, and now I realize why I highlighted in yellow. 1867, yes. U.S. takes formal possession of Alaska from Russia.
Oh, right.
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 Let's go north.
Okay.
Up north, north to Alaska, way up north. North to Alaska, north to Alaska, to go north for Russia's own. North to Alaska, to go north for Russia's own. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92. With George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold. Below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, they go north, the rush is on. Way up north,
north to Alaska,
way up north,
north to Alaska,
north. To Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on.
George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand.
Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jimmy's hand. Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time.
Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home
below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome.
Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on.
Way up north,
north to Alaska,
way up north,
north to Alaska,
way up north,
north to Alaska,
way up north.
Johnny Horton. That LP sounds like it's been to Alaska and back, of course, but couldn't lay my hands on my CD. And plus, I notice this has been through a flood. You know what happens to the...
Wobbly. Oh, yeah, yay.
Fortunately, it's not the LP that much. Of course.
Although it started kind of funny.
Battle of New Orleans.
Yes.
Sink the Bismarck. When it's springtime in Alaska, it's 40 below. Johnny Horton.
And I don't know how cold it gets in Alaska. It's right there on the coast, you know, like the Yukon.
Right.
So
well,
Yukon.
A bunch of the boys were whooping it up in the Malamute Saloon.
Yes.
Kid did handle the music box, hitting a jack tag to him. Back of the bar in a solo game sat Dangerous Dan McGrew, and watching his luck was his light of love. The latest known as Loon. Here's the point.
Yes.
Went out of the night, which was 50 below, and into the din and the glare, there stumbled a miner, fresh from the creek, dog dirty and loaded for bear. He looked like a man with one foot in the grave and scarcely the strength of a louse. Yet he tilted a poke of dust on the bar, and he called for drinks with a house. 25 cents if you want to hear the rest of that. Well, we'll do it all for Fun Drive. How about that?
Ooh.
So tune in, Fun Drive, February the 6th to the 20th.
Yes.
Because that's what we had 12 cellists earlier. I don't think we can afford that again
to
until Fun Drive.
In?
Until Fun Drive.
Okay.
At 7:09. 7:09. Yes. Just the Children's Corner coming up.
Okay.
And then a march for them. Around the breakfast table. And
what about me?
Oh, that's 7:45 or so.
No. I mean Chuck Berry.
I knew you were excited for this. That's because it's his birthday today.
Oh, I see.
Chuck Berry died in 2017. American guitarist, singer, songwriter.
Yes.
In and out of Chokey, that's true, too. And I thought, if we're going to play Chuck Berry,
yes,
what should we play? I mean, Maybelline, Too Much Monkey Business, Roll Over Beethoven, Rock and Roll Music, Sweet Little Johnny Be Good. No, it's got to be this. Robinson.
And I am Carol.
That's it, exactly. Saturday morning show from Chuck Berry, Greatest 28. Could have also played Memphis or Sweet Little Rock and Roll, Little Queenie, Let It Rock, Nadine. It's all here. It's all here. Combination effort from Chess and MCA Records to put that together. Titled The Great 28, Chuck Berry, birthday today, 7:13. I think it's pretty much close enough. Time
yes.
to wake them and shake them.
Certainly.
Time for the Children's Corner on the Weekend Morning Show.
Well, boys and
Time
girls.
No,
no, that's good. Thank you. No, right, back to your room. Where you go. Time to shovel those leaves, I would think. If you want 25 cents, cassette. And then it's back to sleep on the straw under the stairs there. Now, I found something, boys and girls, in a charity shop. And immediately I thought, boys and girls, got to have this. George and Martha, a book called Round and Round.
Oh, George and Martha.
James Marshall. Whenever I see a James Marshall book, I pick it up. So there are five stories in this. We'll just have the first one. Five stories about the best of friends.
Oh.
Story number one, the clock. George gave Martha a present for her birthday.
Oh.
It's a cuckoo clock, said George. So I see, said Martha. It's nice and loud, said George. So I hear, said Martha. Do you like it? Asked George. Oh, yes, indeed, said Martha. But to tell the truth, the cuckoo clock got on Martha's nerves.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
We had a cuckoo clock on there.
The next day, George went to Martha's house. Martha was not at home, and the cuckoo clock was not on the wall. Maybe she likes it so much she took it with her, said George. Just then he heard a faint... To George's surprise, the cuckoo clock was at the bottom of Martha's laundry basket. When Martha returned, she couldn't look George in the eye. It must have fallen in by mistake, she said. I do hope it isn't broken. Not at all, said George. The paint isn't even chipped. The clock works just dandy, and the cuckoo hasn't lost its splendid voice. Would you like to borrow it? Asked Martha. George was delighted. He found just the right spot for it, too. Wasn't that considerate of Martha to lend me her clock, thought George. The clock said... Thank you, thank you, thank you. George and Martha, do you know where those names come from?
Dear. Oh, I did know at one time.
The movie Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Yes.
George and Martha is played by Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor. There we are, boys and girls. Not to worry.
Slightly friendlier version.
March coming up. We've got something else for you now, because on this day...
Yes.
In 1967, Disney's Jungle Book movie was released.
Ah.
Yes.
Necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, or Mother Nature's recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be found off my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Now when you pick a pawpaw or a prickly pear, and you prick a raw paw, well, next time, beware. Don't pick the prickly pear by the paw. When you pick a pear, try to use the claw. But you don't need to use the claw when you pick a pear of the big pawpaw. Have I given you a clue? The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Thank you.
this is really living. So just try and relax. Yeah. Cool it. Fall apart in my backyard. Because let me tell you something, little wretches. If you act like that bee acts, you're working too hard. And don't spend your time looking around for something you want that can't be found. When you find out you can live without it and go along not thinking about it, I'll tell you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean a bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Yeah, with just the bare necessities of life.
Yeah, man.
Bit of hedonism there, boys and girls, and stoicism, I would say, as well, from mainly Phil Harris from the movie soundtrack to The Jungle Book, although his real name was Wonga Philip Harris.
Wow.
American actor, band leader, entertainer, singer.
Who knew?
Orchestra leader, of course, pioneer in radio situation comedy, because we know him from the Jack Benny program, Sunday nights on CJNU. Usually the comedy is 10 o'clock on Sunday nights, and it's usually a 1 or 2 half-hour Jack Benny programs. Of course, he also had the Phil Harris Alice Faye show, co-starred with his wife, singer-actress Alice Faye. And a voice actor, he did Baloo in The Jungle Book, Thomas O'Malley in The Aristocats, Little John in Robin Hood, Patou in Rockadoodle, and, of course, his number one novelty hit, 1950.
Yes.
The Thing.
Oh, yes.
Get out of here with that bum, bum, bum before, right? Yeah.
You don't have that one, do you?
I don't. I'm not with this today.
Okay.
7:22 then. That's how we check in. Just ahead of the march. Because I also have... this is much better than I hate you. I hate you, Shane. I see on this day in living memory, put it that way, 1975, Simon and Garfunkel reunited on Saturday Night Live. They had quite a session.
Yes, they did.
Of course, they sang their My Little Town, which I thought was very nice. But since it was the two of them, and considering their ages now.
Okay.
Sat on their park bench like bookends, a newspaper blown through the grass falls on the round toes of the high shoes of the old friends. Old friends, winter companions, the old men lost in their overcoats, waiting for the sunset. The sounds of the city sifting through trees settle like dust on the shoulders of the old friends. Can you imagine us years from today sharing a port bench quietly? How terribly strange to be 70. Old friends, memory brushes the same years, silently sharing the same
well, I thought it was a good sound, but you could A, still hear the tune as it comes out of the cacophony. 70, you call that old? Simon and Garfunkel from the definitive Simon and Garfunkel collection. 20 all-time greatest hits at 7:26.
I'm Marina Endicott, lover of vaudeville and author of The Little Shadows. And you're sitting in the best seats in the house. You're listening to CKUW-FM.
Now, funny you should say that, because yes. I'm looking at today's Winnipeg Free Press.
Yes.
Full page. Arts and Life.
Yes.
A 4.5 out of 5-star review of The Life of Pi.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Theater review. Royal Manitoba Theater Center. Runs to November the 8th.
Holy smoke.
2-hour, including intermission. So, of course, it's Life of Pi, all-Canadian show based on Yann Martel's 2001 Booker Prize-winning novel.
Right.
Got to interview him just after he'd won that.
Yes.
And I said, are you trying to bamboozle me? He laughed. And he was just on his way to Saskatoon.
Oh, right.
To
where
be the writer-in-residence in
yes.
the library.
Yeah.
He could have gone off to Europe, but no, he,
yeah.
he promised. So, credits to lighting designer April Visco, Yeoman's Duty, creating eye-popping hues. Eye-popping production rounds out with the effective costumes. Apparently there's a big glowing celestial orb looming over the stage, flanked by a starry proscenium arch. Serves both the moon and the sun, because what we have is the boat, don't you know?
Oh, right.
Yes, and the astounding life-size anthropomorphic puppets
wow.
created by Calgary-based Puppet Stuff Canada. Yes. Now, it boils the whole book down and glosses over a few things.
Yes.
To keep the story going along. But as I say, Holly Harris, 4.5 out of 5 stars. Today's Winnipeg Free Press for Life of Pi. Read the book. See the theater.
Yes.
Runs to November the 8th.
You were a huge proponent of the book.
I was.
So much so
yes.
that I think you had a hand in him winning the Booker Prize.
I find that hard to believe, but
well,
let's
there
take
was
credit
a woman,
where credit isn't deserved.
There was a woman who was on the jury,
right.
and some people from McNally Robinson, including me, were having dinner with her. Can't remember where. And I was sitting across the table from her, and she was getting suggestions for books to read. And I said, my husband is so high on this book, Life of Pi. I hadn't read it yet, but I said, he says, it's a book everybody should read.
And he doesn't get high on very many things anymore, let me tell you.
That's
yes,
right.
right.
And
curious.
And next thing I know, a month or two later, however period of time it was, there's an email from the bosses at the store saying somebody had suggested to this person to read Life of Pi, and that, and she fought for it.
Ergo kumquat.
Yes.
It must follow as the night the day.
Yeah.
Thou canst not be false to anyone.
Whoever's making notes for your yeah. obit.
Put that in.
Yeah.
Yep. Photos as well. Love to talk, I think is the, yes.
That's right. Couldn't stop.
That's much more polite than garrulous, I think.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. 7:29.
Yes.
We promised the boys and girls of March. And I'm looking at the obituary.
Yes.
From February 15th for James McGill, picture of him in his uniform, RCAF, and then later, he's got his blazer on in the middle and he's got a glass in his hand. All right. Born in Saskatoon, joined the CN in 1940, but when the Second World War was underway, he voluntarily enlisted in the RCAF. Signed to the RAF, and after flying an amazing 33 missions, his tour was done by D-Day. Received a number of medals, including the Distinguished Flying Cross, but most proud of his volunteer medal.
Oh, of course.
All right, about the Air Command Band this morning, then. Let's make our
yes.
march. Canada on the march. Eddie's. Got the dressing a little ragged there on Kingston Road. All right, from the CD On the March, the Arkaban Band, 732. We say thank you for your service to James McGill. 733, Carl McKibben, yes. We talked about sports. We always start the show, sports, at 6. We rarely go back to it, this seems important.
Okay.
Because we are going to have to put our shoulder to the wheel, nose to the grindstone, and try and work in that position.
Wear your T-shirt.
The Toronto Blue Jays played Game 5 last night against the Seattle Mariners and lost 6-2. So Game 6 is Sunday at 7:30, and it's win or go home, a beach or something, or get your skis on, something of that nature.
Right.
So we need a song.
Okay.
Let's go Blue Jays, go all the way. Let's go Blue Jays, let me hear you say. Let's go Blue Jays, go all the way. Let's go Blue Jays, let me hear you say.
George is smoking like the Mookie's feet are on fire. Freddy's pounding moonshots higher and higher. Dave's on top, high on the hill, throwing those strikes that look like pills. Hanky's in the bullpen, mixing up his medicine. Atkinwell, set it up and do it all again. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Let's go Blue Jays, go all the way. Let's go Blue Jays, let me hear you say. Let's go Blue Jays, go all the way. Let's go Blue Jays, let me hear you say.
Got a cat named Felix, and Jimmy's on key. A Rand's called Mullenix. Kelly on the corner, and Tony in the hole. Flirting with the foul pole, Johnny's on a roll. Pat lines it up the middle, Maddie's safely on board. They're going for the pennant on a big blue bird. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Let's go, Blue Jays, go all the way. Let's go, Blue Jays, let me hear you say. Let's go, Blue Jays, go all the way. Let's go, Blue Jays, let me hear you say. Let's go, Blue Jays, go all the way. Let's go, Blue Jays, let me hear you say. Let's go, Blue Jays, go all the way. Let's go, Blue Jays, let me hear you say.
I don't know how old this CD is. The Blue Jays album. Hey, it came from CBC.
Oh, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, it got the sticker on it.
Yep.
The Blue Jays album, Out of the Park. Their greatest hits, brackets, past and present. That was Doug in the Dugouts. And some of these songs, of course, are simply taking somebody else's tune. Come on, let's go all the way, et cetera.
Yeah,
anyways.
Well.
I would have liked to have played the Ballad of Tom Hankey, but it would called it. We'd have to explain who
I see.
Tom Hankey.
They didn't work long and hard on those lyrics, that's all I can say.
No, but it's heartfelt, I would imagine.
Yes,
there'll be
sure.
A check in the mail, they told him so. All right. 7:36.
Yes.
What time is sunrise this morning?
7:55.
Oh.
So we're getting close.
So people still getting up in the dark then.
Yes.
Getting up in the dark, gotta go to work, that's you. Yes. Up, left, right, left, right, left, right.
I'm about here in the darkness, I hear the howling wind. Sometimes I sit and wonder, will I ever see love again? Looking for an answer, not an easy thing to find. Darkness.
pain.
Pain.
My heart is filled with sorrow.
No.
But pain won't go away.
Pain.
Just trying to keep from crying.
There and open the store. You know what they do when you start to open the doors and it's time to open the store and customers come in? It's showtime.
I see. Right.
7:40, Leon Russell, the late Leon Russell, died in 2016. He was in a bad way, I think, and Elton John heard about it and led him ahead. And you could hear Elton in the background there.
Yes, yeah.
And the CD says Elton John / Leon Russell,
right.
The Union. It's also got on this, It Wasn't for Bad.
Oh, yes.
I knew from the first time I met you, something just wasn't quite right. Yeah. It Wasn't for Bad, You'd Be Good. And a couple of good things on this, too.
Yeah.
At 7:40 then. So, we're in the charity shop.
Yes.
This week.
Yes.
And wasn't it just last week you talked about yourself?
Well, last week I was talking about Patricia Rutledge and that she sang Climb Every Mountain. Fabulous rendition. And we didn't have that CD in our collection.
Who would?
However, well, yeah, who would? But that you could listen to it online.
Very true. You can see some of her banging away with her pianist as well. Some very funny skits.
Oh, some other funny skits, too. Yes,
yes. So, Patricia Rutledge, who we remember best for TV.
Hyacinth Bucket.
Hyacinth Bucket. But I'm in the into the music I see here, and I got this for $1. The Sound of Music, big LP, starring Adam Rogers and Patricia Rutledge.
Wow.
Climb every mountain, search high and low, follow every path you know.
Wow.
Mrs. Bucket, a.k.a. Yes. Patricia Rutledge. As I say, a British. Roger Hammerstein, yes, yes, yes. I don't have a date on this, I don't think. There's a great deal. It gives you the whole storyline of the movie and a bit about the family, of course. But let me just say, it's an LP, and it's in excellent condition here.
Excellent.
This stereo recording can also be played on a suitable mono pickup. Most pickups produced in recent years will give good mono reproduction. If in doubt, consult your dealer.
Yeah, that boy, that sounds like early days.
Yeah.
Of.
Yeah. I'm over here. Now I'm over here.
Yes.
Now I'm in the middle.
Yep.
Right. And the time is 7:45.
Right.
I'm Christy Blatchford, author of Life Sentence, and you're listening to CKUW FM 95.9.
Thank you. Thank you. The late Christy Blatchford, 7:45. Carol McKibben, what have you got for the folks?
Well, I'm going to talk about another woman this week who was born Florence Nightingale Graham on her family's farm in Woodbridge, Ontario, and she became known as Elizabeth Arden.
Oh ho!
Yes.
An industry.
She messed around with her birth date, and her birth record seems to have mysteriously disappeared.
Younger
she
than
was,
springtime,
she
are
was
you?
Somebody who was concerned about whatever, their looks and appearance. Census records and a statutory declaration by her older brother William put the date at 1881. Her parents had immigrated to Canada from Cornwall in the UK in the 1870s. Her father was Scottish, her mother Cornish, and they arranged for a wealthy aunt in Cornwall to pay for the children's education. After dropping out of nursing school in Toronto, she joined her older brother in Manhattan, working briefly as a bookkeeper for the E.R. Squibb Pharmaceutical Company. And while she was there, she spent hours in their lab learning about skin care. She worked for Eleanor Adair as a treatment girl. Arden was alleged...
Who wants to be defoliated? Well, that can't be right.
That's a wrong term for that kind of girl, Ron.
Peel. How about a peel?
Okay. Arden was allegedly a dedicated suffragette, and there's a story that she marched for women's rights in 1912. But let's say it's pop fiction that she supplied the marchers with red lipstick as a sign of solidarity, and a little contemporary evidence, very little contemporary evidence supports that. Women taking part in the 1912 march were advised to wear the same $7 straw hat, wear white, and to bring their children to demonstrate their responsibility and simplicity. The use of cosmetics was never mentioned, possibly because bold red lipstick still had tawdry associations, as you just...
bad girls. Bad
yes,
girls.
Yep. With the theater. Even as late as 1920, Elizabeth Arden herself was dismissive of, quote, power and rouge, so obvious in their artifice that their use was considered in questionable taste, end quote. In 1909, Arden formed a partnership with Elizabeth Hubbard, another culturist. The business relationship dissolved the next year, but wanting a trade name, she used Elizabeth to save money on her salon signs. You know all about that, Ron.
Signs, signs, everywhere signs.
Well, keeping the name on a sign to save money. Did McNally Robinson keep your name?
Yes.
In part, they had just made up
a sign. Well, my lawyer said, Harold Garkin.
Small town.
Do you want your name taken off the company? I thought we just paid $900 for a sign.
Yeah.
Followed by, it's a small town.
Yeah.
Don't make unnecessary enemies.
Yeah. Anyways, she chose the last name Arden from a nearby farm. So the trade name Elizabeth Arden was formed. From there, she founded the Red Door Salon in New York in 1910, which has remained synonymous with her name ever since. 2 years later, she traveled to France to learn beauty and facial massage techniques used in Parisian beauty salons. She returned with a collection of rouge and tinted powders that she had created. She began expanding her international operations in 1915, started opening salons across the world. In 1934, she opened the Main Chance, that's Maine, like the state of Maine, Main Chance Residential Spa in Rome, Maine.
Well, you wouldn't want to open the Last Chance, would you? No,
that's
unless
right.
It's a saloon.
The first destination beauty spa in the United States.
Oh, ho.
It operated up until 1970. Wow. Arden was largely responsible for establishing makeup as proper and appropriate, even necessary, for a ladylike image. Previously, makeup had often been associated with lower classes and bad class.
And you wouldn't want to call it war paint, would you? No, probably not.
Well, I'll get to that.
Okay.
I may or may not. Yes, I'll get to that. She targeted middle-aged and plain women for whom beauty products promised a youthful, beautiful image. In her salons and through her marketing campaigns, she stressed teaching women how to apply makeup and pioneered such concepts as scientific formulation of cosmetics, beauty makeovers, coordinating colors of eye, lip, and facial makeup. In 1962, the French government awarded Arden the Legion d'Honneur in recognition of her contribution to the cosmetics industry.
Mirabelle Dictu.
Yeah, there you go. She, you may remember, Ron, was involved in thoroughbred racing for many years. Her stable, Main Chance Farm, owned, among other stakes, winners, the 1947 Kentucky Derby winner, Jet Pilot. She was married twice, both times divorced. She divorced them, apparently. But she died at Lenox Hill Hospital in Manhattan on this day, October 18th, 1966. She was interred in the Sleep Hollow Cemetery under the name Elizabeth N. Graham.
Sleepy Hollow. Well, not
something
really.
Along
Sleep
those
Hollow.
Lines, yeah.
Okay.
So, you mentioned war paint, the musical
yes.
War paint.
Oh.
Dramatizes her rivalry with her competitor, Helena Rubinstein. The show opened on Broadway in 2017, earning 4 Tony Award nominations,
right,
including Best Actress and Leading Role. The Christine Ebersoles, who portrayed Arden, as well as Patti LuPone for her role as Rubinstein, but it closed later that year. The comedy Lip Service by Australian dramatist John Misto chronicles the life and career of Helena Rubinstein and her rivalry with Elizabeth Arden and Revlon. And Lip Service also premiered in the same month, April 2017, at the Park Theatre in London under the title Madame Rubinstein before opening in Sydney Theatre in August the same year. And you may remember, because you watched Murdoch Mysteries, I know, Elizabeth Arden was a student nurse, Florence Nightingale Graham, in an episode of Murdoch Mysteries back in 2018, portrayed by Catherine Alexander.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I can go on, but you had enough?
That was more than lip service, Carol.
Oh, very funny.
With that in mind, why don't we have a song about a kiss to go with that?
Okay.
Louis Armstrong, then. A Kiss to Build a Dream On. Thank you.
kiss to fill a dream on. My imagination will thrive upon that kiss. Sweetheart, I ask no more than this. Kiss to fill a dream on. Yes. Give me a kiss before you leave me. My imagination will feed my hungry heart. Leave me one thing before we part. Kiss to fill a dream on. When I'm alone with my fancies, I'll be you, weaving romances, making believe they're true. Babe, give me your lips for just a moment. My imagination will make that moment live.
Louis Armstrong with a kiss to build a dream on. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We are the Saturday Morning Show. We won't be back next Saturday. We'll be away for a week in Ottawa visiting Carol's brothers. We'll be back the following week. Hope you will be as well. Leave you with Chris Drea has died at the age of, I've lost track now, but he was a musician and a photographer and one of the originals with the Yardbirds, rhythm, guitar, and bass, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 92. And what was it like to be back then? Take you back to the early 60s, small club.
Good evening and welcome. And now it is time for Birdmerizing, Yardmerizing, in fact, most blues wedding, Yardbirds. Here they are, one by one. The drums, Jim McCarty. The rhythm guitar, Chris Drea. The bass, Paul Samuel Smith. Lead guitar, Eric Slohan Clapton. The singer and harp, Keith Rowe.
Thank you.
many times. Check the tires, check the dollar gas. Now, 2 miles.